Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today I will give an update on First Hollow Stem. Let alfalfa growers know to start monitoring their fields for the alfalfa weevil and talk about cover crops and remind everyone of our upcoming events, like our Master Gardener Educational Meeting, March 27th. But first, for today's Did You Know? That spring calving for Kansas cattlemen typically begins in late January and runs through April, with peak calving coming right here in March. This past week's weather has been favorable for local cattlemen. Mild temperatures and dry conditions are ideal for this springtime event. Calving this time of year allows calves to be weaned in the fall when forage availability is still good and the market conditions are often favorable. Many ranchers aim for a 60 to 90 day calving window to ensure uniformity in their calf crop, making management, vaccinations, and marketing even easier. However, some producers have pushed calving later into April and May to better align with spring grass growth and reduce winter feeding costs. In my wheat news, I will report the progress of First Hollow Stem over the next few weeks. Cattle should be removed from the wheat pastures when the crop reaches First Hollow Stem. Grazing past this stage can severely affect the wheat yields come this summer. As of March 10th, 12 out of the 16 varieties at the Hutchison Experiment Station had started to elongate their hollow stem, although still at very low levels. First Hollow Stem is generally achieved within a few days from when the stem starts to elongate, depending on the temperature and the moisture conditions. Therefore, I would advise producers to monitor their wheat pastures closely with the warmer than normal temperatures we've experienced the last couple weeks. In some other farming news, start monitoring alfalfa weevil using degree days and scouting your fields. Degree day accumulation for Kansas alfalfa weevils are well ahead of normal for the entire state this year. A similar trend occurred last year in 2024. As air temperatures continue to increase, it is recommended that scouting for weevil activity is necessary right now in all regions of our state. In more news, now is a great time to add cover crops for grazing of cattle and other livestock. For spring-planted cover crops, most, if not all, of the species planted should be classified as a cool season in order to be able to plant early and take advantage of the winter and early spring moisture. Species that fall into this category include small grains such as wheat, barley, oats, triticale, and cereal rye, turnips and radishes, and legumes such as winter peas, vetch, and sweet clover. A timeline of planting dates of March 1 to March 30th, start grazing dates of May 15th to June 15th, and end grazing dates of June 15th to July 15th. This timeline will allow cover crops to efficiently utilize winter and spring moisture to produce the highest yields possible under dryland conditions while providing livestock with high-quality forage. In my extension news, the McPherson County Farmers Market is making plans for this year's Farmers Market. We are looking for vendors to sell their fresh produce, cut flowers, homemade jellies, baked goods, and small crafts. Anything homemade and homegrown. The dates of this year's market will be every Saturday from the end of May through October. If you are interested in becoming a vendor, please call us here at the McPherson County Extension Office. And on our extension calendar, the Master Gardener and Friends will be hosting an educational gardening program on March 27th, starting at 7 p.m. right here at the Extension Office. This educational program is open to everyone, so plan now to learn something new. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.